Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Karen Finney Frock.
This poem begins with an epigraph by Hans Christian Andersen. But the mermaid has no tears, and therefore she suffers so much more. The last spell of the sea witch. I only need to stand near a bowl of water, or by a half-full shaker of salt, to offer you the north wind in a rope knotted, or a ship with a pregnant sail. Given a conch shell full of driftwood, or enough seaweed to strangle a mare, I could load your deck with gasping tuna, shoo barnacles from the hull like I'm sweeping the floor, but I'll need a shipwreck to offer you true love, or legs, or whatever the girls beg me for this time. Give us perfect breasts, they tell me, and eyes the color of snake oil. Give us hips that fit into vinyl dresses. Give us claws to keep the men we beckon. Does anyone ask for heaven anymore? Once girls wanted eternity, a soul to barter with, and a kingdom above the spray. Now they ask for flawless photographs, armies demanding their signature, songs written in the key of them. I am a dying sea witch, scaly with kelp and pruned. I won't leave you moaning. Girls should be different. Girls will live in the world as they make it. But think of me. As you stand by the boat's rail and the wind pulls pins from your hair, old women were girls once, testing their voices on the men who sailed past them. Sometimes the prince doesn't love you. Don't pin all your hope on legs. The street after dark. We left our cobwebbed kitchens to float the lantern sidewalks, cursed goblin children hexed into witches and quarterbacks. Past the questionable safety of our porches, we swam to the buoy of the lamplight. The street's face was painted. Trees pretended they weren't following us. Full moon squeezed into the open mouths of pumpkins. Some houses had doorbells, and some had knockers, and fathers grinning vampire teeth. One mother offered a bowl full of apples. From the bottom of her dress hung a tail. Toilet paper dripped from hedges like white weeping willows. Styrofoam tombstones grew weedy in the lawns. The night stepped closer when we weren't looking. We heard it breathing before we knew it was there. The street tilted and turned into rubber, and even the cowboys ran home. We brushed our blacked-out teeth white again, while mothers searched our buckets for traps, taking ripped plastic wrappers and caramel apples, holding sugar tubes up to the light. They were looking for things we didn't know names for, waiting in the bottom of the candy bag, disguised to our eyes as sweet. I turned 40 recently, and my last poem is a persona poem. It is in the voice of death. And it's called At 40, Death Pays a Visit. That ache in your knees means something. Who is it you remind me of? Your grandmother. 17 years ago, you're starting to look like her. Here, I'll light it for you. Take the box, I'm sponsored. Do I need to remind you most of your ancestors didn't get this long? Your sister, only 36, so I'm not interested in your weeping or pleading. I haven't come to play escort yet, just to say, think of me. I can't offer any clues on when I'll be back, not a nod or a wink, but try to enjoy those breaths you take and the sound of all that rain you can't stand. People don't always pay their taxes, you know. There really isn't anything else like me.
Sandbox Radio Howl was written by Scott Augustson, Elizabeth Heffron, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Howl was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Follow us on Twitter and catch up on any episodes you've missed at our website, sandboxradio.org. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of our audience members and listeners like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.